Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Over the weekend, Indiana University football learned that true freshman Bryant Fitzgerald had been ruled a final non-qualifier and is not eligible to play or practice for the 2017 season. Sure, he'll be allowed to maintain his full scholarship and receive all other student-athlete supports, but Fitzgerald's ineligibility, according to a press release from Indiana University, was caused by a mistake by the Office of Compliance Services of the Indiana University Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, which inaccurately advised him regarding his eligibility requirements. Had that mistake not occurred, Fitzgerald would have had ample time and opportunity to establish his eligibility. The incoming freshman didn't make a mistake. The incoming freshman was given bad advice. Fred Glass said, "The process leading to the mistake has been fixed and the redundancies added, and we are very confident nothing like this will ever happen again. I am very disappointed in the NCAA for not granting our waiver request, nor our appeal. Bryant should not have to bear the brunt of our mistake, and the NCAA could have and should have remedied that in the interest of the student's well-being, who is in this situation through absolutely no fault of his own." If the NCAA's mission is to protect student athletes, how can things like this happen? What advantage did the student gain? The problem isn't the rule. The problem isn't the mistake that was made, although we'd like that not to ever happen. But the point is, the NCAA had a chance to fix this and make it right for the student athlete. Remember their number one priority? After not one, but two Indiana appeals, they chose not to. Who'd they punish? It wasn't the folks that made the mistake. They punished the kid. That's not fair. That's not right. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
William Smith is the linebackers coach for Indiana University. He has a full stable, including preseason All-American T. Gray Scales and former quarterback Chris Covington. That's his middle linebacker crew. He talks about the expectations and development heading into the 2017 season.
I think we're very encouraged at this point in time with the young men and during the process. There are some young men who are emerging, guys challenging each other, so the competition in the meeting room is exactly like we want it right now. One of the best things that we've liked about Tigre over the last couple of years has been his just leadership development, him being able to speak, but also him being able to show things with the great and the correct actions. So we've been very pleased with him and how he's been able to lead the team. It obviously helps when you can have some coupled actions that are very good on the football field. That gives you what we would call some more sweat equity. But when you come to the football field and you see him work, rarely does he lose anything. You won't see him last in the conditioning and things like that. So that gives him some added value when he speaks to where everyone would listen. Coach Caton and the strength staff have done a great job of developing him. And from Chris's standpoint, the biggest thing he's been able to endure is just a full season with no injuries, him being able to develop the whole time. So we're getting to see some of the fruits of that labor at this point in time, him being able to have literally a full year and a half of nothing but physical development. Well, they know that the standard of the defense comes through the linebackers, and that's just how we roll. We have to own the defense. Any error is on us, and there's a price for irresponsibility. And they're learning how to minimize that. And the good thing about the process is they know from square one exactly what the expectation is, what the standard is, so they try their best to adhere to that standard.
Big expectations on a big part of Indiana's success in turning around their defense last season. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.